Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Steelers win, and getting away from it some, and the further you get away from it. Listen to Mike Tomlin, though, just as it ended.
We made the necessary plays. We bowed up when we had to. On offense and defense and special teams. And so we're thankful for that.
Yes. And the Steeler fans are thankful that they're 2-0. Chris, I don't know if you agree or disagree, but I've had time to digest this now as we shift into week three, but we're still getting away from week two before we hear from Mike Tomlin today. And the more I get past this, the more I get over it, and the more I get to week three from week two, it's this. I'm actually okay with them being 2-0 in the way that they got here. I think I've heard too much negativity on the radio. I've heard too many pundits talk about what the Steelers didn't do. And here's why. We had a quarterback going into the season. We had no idea how he would perform. He's performed okay. Had a hurt running back all last year. He's come back. And yeah, there was one running back that played well in week one and one in week two that put up yardage. But there's still questions about the running game. But they got it done when they needed to. We had Ben, who never worked with Deontay Johnson, really, and he's formed a nice, harmonious relationship with him. You've had Bush, who goes from year one to year two. Does he have trouble covering tight end? Sure, but he's been in the middle of that defense and played pretty well. You had a lot of different things. You've had Minkah Fitzpatrick now commanding that defense for the first time going in after an offseason. I think he's done okay. You had a brand new and a big face in that offensive room in Matt Canada. And he's still getting acclimated. You've played without DeCastro to this point. Mm-hmm. And for the first time since he's been drafted, really, and especially here in Pittsburgh, Tyson Alualu knew he was the man and has absolutely held down the middle of that field. And he's still getting his feet wet as to what it's like to be a nose tackle and the starting nose tackle with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And on top of that, you infuse a new punter, which isn't that big of a deal. But all of those things, you're getting acclimated to a bunch of new things. I'm hearing too much negativity. It's 2-0, and there is a feet-wet process that's still happening with a ton of people here and a ton of situations.
Yeah, you got your Big Ten non-conference games out of the way, and you're 2-0, and there's no reason to complain about the fact that you're 2-0. While you can go through the list of things that maybe haven't gone perfectly, and certainly dissect those, and we did that yesterday, and we'll continue to keep an eye on those things as game number three creeps up later this week. You can also take a step back, I think, and a lot of us should, now almost 48 hours removed from that win over the Broncos, and be happy that your team is one of the ones that hasn't played perfect football yet, and they're still 2-0. You could be a Texans fan. You could be an Eagles fan. You could be a Vikings fan.
Saints.
Hell, you could be a Falcons fan and wonder if your team knows what the hell the onside kick rules are. Yeah, you could be a Saints fan
right.
Who's without your number one receiver and loses on the road in a game that maybe nobody thought you would lose. You could be a fan of a lot of other teams who are not in the situation that your team is in, 2-0, and still getting their feet underneath them and hopefully hitting their stride just in time for the more difficult portion of their schedule
right.
Coming around.
I don't want to paint it as all sunshine and roses, because it's not. There are things that need to improve. But whenever I look at that balance and that scale and that this put all the positives in this side and put all the negatives in this side, I'm just hearing too many people be too negative. I just am. And it kind of hit me yesterday. You get on the other side of it in all those things, and most of it for me comes back to the quarterback. We had no idea if Ben Roethlisberger's arm was going to work. And it did, and it has, and he's thrown it 70-some times in two games. We also had no idea what kind of harmonious relationship he was going to start to form with Deontay Johnson. And I'm telling you, it looks pretty good after it gets going and starts a little slow in both of these two games. I'm real excited to see that. So I'm not here to rah-rah and shake pom-poms around, but I am here to give the lay of the land. And I think the lay of the land here after two games is a whole heck of a lot more positive than the dire way in which some people want to look at it. And I think that needs to be celebrated just a little bit. And there's a lot of room for improvement, but there's a lot of things I think that could be easy fixes too.
Yeah, I hope they're easy fixes because, like I said, it's gonna ratchet up. I know the Texans are 0-2, but I mentioned it yesterday. I'll mention it again. I don't think they're as bad as that 0-2 and their two losses looked. And then you got to go to Tennessee, and they're also 2-0. And you know it does ratchet up quickly between now and the bye week. It's not going to be easy. You got the Ravens off in the distance as well. So they need to figure some things out. But every team 2 weeks in right. to a year without any preseason, hell, even with the preseason, you have teams that spend the first 2 weeks figuring out what the heck their identity
last
is on both sides of the ball.
Last week at this time, they wanted to run Tom Brady off the Gulf Coast. Remember
yeah.
that.
Right? No, look, more and more, and especially this year because of no preseason and weird camps, you are not going to fully realize your team's identity on both sides of the ball and as a whole until maybe a month of the season is gone. And so be happy if you get through that first month with more than two wins. They've already got two in their back pocket. If they win this weekend and get off to a 3-0 start, you're not going to find a whole lot of 3-0 teams that end up missing the playoffs in a conference where 7 out of the 16 teams get in.
I agree. So let's bring some positivity to the masses this morning. Breakfast Bites, just a couple minutes. Did you see what Vince Williams said? Was it Vince Williams yesterday about Renegade? I got to look at this. Look this up. Did you see this, Chris?
No, I did not. I know we talked about Renegade in an empty stadium yesterday, but I didn't know anybody had publicly commented on it.
Yeah, I got to find the Vince's Twitter poll here. He's like Vinny, Vidi, Vici or whatever the heck. He had commented that Renegade didn't hit right without the fans. Now, that's not advocating not playing it, but it's just saying it didn't hit right without the fans. I can see that.
I believe that. Yeah, it's not the same. You don't have 65,000 people screaming their lungs out and waving towels.
And in a great Steeler Twitterdom, all the fans, like not all of them, but a lot of fans then responded to that on Twitter with their videos of past games that they took with their cell phones when Renegade was playing when they were inside Heinz Field, which that's a great use of social media. Give me that.
Yeah.
Give me that.
I don't know how you replicate that during the game on a Sunday at Heinz Field, but if there were a way, you know how they have like during the NBA games, all the fans up on the video board. If there were a way to make that work at Heinz Field, that would be great. But
that was after Vince got done ripping the refs, saying they played against two teams. But I mean, that's Vince. Hey, a question here. You know, because again, I digested so much sports media yesterday. My favorite day in sports media on the calendar is every Monday after a Steeler game. And I think that might be the favorite for a lot of us. It's just, it's a day of full digestion. You get your plate filled from our show, and then you move on through the day, TV, radio, all of it, the newspapers, all the websites, everything. I take in as much as I can from the end of the game all the way until about Monday night. I mean, everything that I can get my hands on or listen to. Is it maybe the vocation that we're in and that we're negative to a fault, or we find the negative too much, or we look for the negative, or negativity sells? Because I got away from it last night, and I sat there. It was about 6:30, 7 o'clock, and I sat there thinking, I'm like, you know, I read a lot of negative and saw a lot of negative today. This is a 2-0 football team. Why do we have it in us to bring that side of it seemingly purposefully sometimes?
I think, well, first and foremost, it's the fact that, to use a Mike Tomlinism, it's on the walls at Heinz Field and the south side, the standard is the standard. And as Steeler fans, we have very high expectations. We do. And so we see The New York Giants and the Denver Broncos on the schedule to start the season, and we immediately envisioned 2-0. And we see how dominant the defense is, and maybe there were a couple moments where they weren't quite as dominant. And again, I think our standards are extremely high, and so while we appreciate 2-0, I think we also and look, Pittsburgh sports fans also know their football, a great many of them, and so they're able to pick out those little things that aren't going well, or maybe even big things that aren't going well, like guys putting the ball on the ground. And so they do react to that stuff, and I think they start to envision how it could become a detriment down the line, whether that's fans or media. And again, in sports talk in particular, part of our job is to criticize, I guess. So we do lean that way, I think, unfortunately, more than we should sometimes. But again, it's part of the job. Our job is to be critical, I think. And I think it's a good reminder, like we've done for the first few moments this morning, though, to just go over all the good parts of being 2-0, all the reasons you should be happy about them being 2-0, to sort of do a soft reset to your football fan psyche going into this weekend.
Yeah. And this run game stuff is a problem. It really is. But I keep coming back to just how important DeCastro is and just how great of a football player he is.
Yeah, and despite how well Dotson played, he's still not Dave DeCastro.
Right, right. And with Dotson, you hope to just tie. You hope to just go neutral on a lot of snaps. With DeCastro, you look to win them in the run game. You look to batter people.
Rip open some holes and give James Conner or Benny Snell the kind of windows to run through that we're accustomed to seeing on that side of the line. Not that Dotson didn't do it a couple times. He did. He looked very good in moments, both at the very end of the Giants game when he got a few snaps and, again, this past Sunday against Denver. But as good as he may end up being and as good as he is now, again, he's not David DeCastro yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.